youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs project. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation. Today we are in the north of Spain, in the Asturias region, to meet Enrique, who is AYCH coordinator of the Gijón City Council. Hello, Enrique. Thank you for having us.
My name is Enrique Rodriguez. I'm in charge of European Affairs in Gijón City Council. Gijón is a medium-sized city located in the northwest of Spain. And my role is to put the city in European strategy. I try to coordinate the European strategy at local level, not in one department. The idea is a global strategy to the city. That's the reason my department has different activities, not only European projects, but also the participation in European campaigns or in European forums. The global of this activity produce an European strategy,
What did the Ayuntamiento de Gijón take part in the AYCH project?
Age is a very important project for us for different issues. First one, because it's international territorial cooperation at local level. For us, it's very important the cooperation with our neighborhoods, our countries connected with Spain, France, Portugal, UK, Ireland. The cooperation is very important. This is one of the main issues for us, important to participate in this kind of projects. Second point is the topic of the project, not only the framework, Interreg, but also the content of the project. The content of the AYCH project is very plural because for us it's interesting. Young people or youth, if you want to say youth, creative sector, entrepreneurships, all the issues is an interesting mix for us. This is the second key point to participate in this kind of project. The combination of territorial cooperation with countries connected with Spain, plus the content of the projects, this produced a result very interesting for us. When my department analyzed the proposal, we said, yes, this project is very interesting for us. It is very interesting for Gijón because the topics are really connected with our internal or local activities, young people, job, creative sector, hubs. When you live in a medium-sized city, you don't not connected with the capital of Spain, not connected with European capitals. It's very important for young people that they connect with other young people located in similar cities. Angoulême, Nantes, British city, Santo Tirso in Portugal. Personally, I think young people have to exchange experiences, good and bad experiences, with another young people. Sometimes it's not very easy if you don't live in Madrid with low cost flights and so on. One possibility is through this kind of projects. And the city council has very clear that this way of cooperation is really good for young people. The Creative Jam that we hosted last year, April of 2019, it was very important for us. Four different issues. Until that moment, we manage the project maybe in an internal way. We participate in steering committees. That's true, we went to Lugo, but we manage in an internal way. The Creative Jam was an activity through which we show to the city the project. And we disseminate in the city the project, the activity, the European connection. It was very important for us. On the other hand, it was important because we connected at the local level with some local stakeholders. It was a way to boost our cooperation at local level with the university and with another local companies in Pulsa. You know, Gijón has a local company in charge of entrepreneurship. This, the Creative Jam, was a way to connect, to explain, to show the European activity and a way to show the relationship or the way to relationship or a possibility to connect young local people with European people. I think the Creative Jam is one of the main actions of each project. The activity of each project in the city was more or less internal. After the Creative Jam, we both the cooperation with local stakeholders and we organized local Creative Jam with local stakeholders. So it was important to create a local ecosystem through the project. It was not easy. 1 year later, I saw with a smile in my face, but during the preparation, that's true, there was difficult moments. The main reason, in the past, I explained to the coordinator of the project, the organization of Creative Jam, if you want to organize international Creative Jam, you need many things. And some of them, the city has not these things. The city council has to collaborate with local stakeholders, and sometimes it's not very easy. For instance, the venue, the rooms, the computers, the printers, the city council has not all these elements. And the organization is complex because the council has to speak with the university, speak with the teachers, and it's so complex. If the organization is made by a school of design, a school of arts, is easier because the school faculties and so on, they have the devices, the rooms, the young people. For us, it was very interesting because we organized fine Creative Jam. We are happy with the final results, but the organization was not easy for us. Because we are a city council, we are a public administration, we are not a school of design, we are not a school of arts, you know, we are not a company. Because if we have to contract some actions, we have to follow the national law to contract, and sometimes the periods are not short, are long, and you need time. But finally, we organize and we are happy with the final results. Imagine if I have to organize another time, I have experience, and it will be better.
Yeah.
What could be improved in the creative jam process?
The structure of the creative jam, I think, is good. The first day, design thinking, all jam people together, know each other, I think it's perfect. Second day, workshops, good. Maybe we can change some workshops, more popular, and maybe you can change some topics in the workshops. The big hackathon, I think, is very good to see young people creating prototypes. The general idea of the creative jam, I think 1 year later, you can maintain without problem. Maybe in some topics in the workshops, okay. The organization, wow, maybe, yes, but some elements of the organization, maybe internal, how he home realized or how he home organized, maybe. But globally, we are happy with the creative jam. And I repeat, it's one of the main action of our project, the creative jam, and the local creative jam too. We have a small experience with one creative local, and the experience was really good. Second creative jam we have to cancel by the COVID-19. I hope we can organize the second local creative jam in autumn, I don't know. But the idea of creative jam, local and international European creative jam, is good. I think we have to develop now. Maybe the pandemic, it was not very good element in our strategy, but I would like to highlight the cooperation with our local company, Impulsa, connected with the project, consequence of the participation of the Impulsa in the creative jam. I think it's a small strategy connected with different municipal departments and contents. Yes, I think yes.
How is it to work with 14 partners across Europe?
14 partners. I imagine the coordinator of the project, I think she has many issues because our profiles are different. But for me, it's interesting because I like to participate in a project with not only I'm speaking with cities, I'm speaking with a school of design, a school of arts, a small company, social companies. This small parliament, if you want to say that, it is something is very different and it's very interesting. That's true. I think each partner has to realize that the other partner are different. I have to speak with this idea in my head. I'm not speaking with another city. Speaking with a small company located in UK, located in Ireland, we have to do this exercise in our brain. If I speak with Florent, it's a school of design in Nantes. I can understand the good relationship between Gijón and Nantes, but I'm not speaking with the city of Nantes. I am speaking with a school of design, with a profile, and the objective of program and my objective maybe are different, but we have to try to combine to have a good result for the school of design and for Gijón City Council.
How do you deal with such of diversity of partnership?
Understand the different profile of the partners. I think, I don't know if after 1 or 2 years, I don't remember, I am not very clear if the partner have realized of this situation. Because if I speak with another city, I am speaking the same language. But if I speak with a company, a school of arts, a social, we are not speaking with the same language. And I think the main challenge of the project is to speak the same language every partner. I don't know if I explain.
What are the most challenging aspects of the project?
I think put in order the activities, to have a very good schedule of calendar of the activities, and to realize that there are different profiles in the partners. I think our project sometimes is a little bit chaotic. And for a new perspective, I imagine you have to rebuild our project. I think 2 or 3 advices: put in order the activities, calendar, schedule, different profiles of the partners, and coordinate and more empathy with the partners. Yes, sometimes it's a good perspective, personal experience, because I say that, but for me, personally or professional, it's been a good experience. But in the good experience, I can see some element you have to modify this element, but the global is a good experience.
Enrique, what are your best memories regarding the project?
One element, atmosphere. Globally, the collaboration in the steering committees in Angoulême, in Nantes, globally, the atmosphere is really good. The cooperation, the experience, exchange of ideas, perspective. I'm happy because I think I have very good relationship with you, with Florent, with people from UK, Vida Láctea, so on. Second, the Creative Jam. I insist, the Creative Jam is our main result, or our main product of the project. We have to take care of this axiom. When the project finished, I think we have to work to maintain the Creative Jam in Atlantic area. Maybe we have to create a small handbook how the city, how we can organize, how you can organize a Creative Jam. I think we have to maintain a small group of partners to maintain the atmosphere and the Creative Jam. Now we are working with Impulsa to maintain the consequences of the Creative Jam, the entrepreneurship, incubation programs, and so on. But if we maintain the Creative Jam, we have to rebuild our local strategy. We have to involve employment area and youth department to create another ecosystem, if you want to say that, to improve the role of young people and improve the creative and the ecosystem. I remember we went to Lugo to the first Creative Jam. We traveled with people from the university. When they came back, they are happy. Some of them are ambassadors in our project. They maintain the spirit of each project at the university.
As you saw there, picked up the litter there. Obviously, a very
if you had one memory to talk about, something you're proud of?
Maybe the experience to live 40 hours, 3 days together around one topic. Young people from Spain, from Portugal, from UK, from Ireland, living together 3 days around one topic, around one project, around one proposal. It's Europe, if you want to say that. Working together around one idea: city, sustainability, and oceans.
Thank you very much, Enrique, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find more information about the AirwayCH project on our platforms. See you next time for a new episode.
Youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship,
network,
opportunity,
European,
14 partners,
5 countries,
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.